evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Thursday night show, and it is what I believe the 20. Can't even see the date here tonight. 3/28. Ah, yes, 2024. It's been a long time coming. I'll tell you that, ladies and gentlemen. Long time coming. I will tell you. If you go to TAC Helmet, I'm just going to tell you this right now. Why you do it? I think there's some TAC helmets, tactical helmets, camouflage back L110 level 4 body armor, okay? And it is 7.62 by 51 millimeter protected. So it will stop or it will turn a 7.62 round. I think you ought to get some of those. And I'm looking at this right now, and they're sitting here about at $99 on sale at tacticalhelmet.com. I'm tell you, one of them would not hurt you at all to have one for each person in your home, and even your kids. Tactical helmet level 4, and if you can get any body armor. And I would go to Sportsman's Guide and look at the price of some of the good body armor that's priced really right at sportsmansguide.com. But this is at tacticalhelmet.com, TAC helmet. It looks like they got them $99 to $149, that kind of stuff there at the TAC helmet. All right, certain ones. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Old Hawk is not feeling his oats tonight. And I don't apologize because this is a war we're in. And I've been fighting on behalf of Lord Jesus to strike blows against his enemies and to warn the remnant of what is to come and how to prepare for it, and doing the best I can for almost 20 years. Almost 20 years. But if we're at the time now, or the Russians, basically Putin has come out and said that he's going to knock the F-16s out of the sky. Knock the F-16s out of the sky, and then on the Belarusian border, where the Russians have troops and tactical nuclear weapons and probably other nuclear weapons. They probably got their Kinzhals and all their stuff in there. And the fact is that the there's a lot to talk about in a sense. One of the newer SIGINT people that is around that worked at the top of the slot crew, he had a website. All right, he was taken down taken down a Tuesday night off the air by the boys, you see. And he was telling the truth, and he's not trying to do anything but tell the truth. And he had the exact traffic, the radio traffic from the ship, the vessel, the dolly, and had that traffic between them and the state police and the MTA and all the people in Baltimore. And the state police were like idiots. They were like saying, well, how do we know that the bridge is really blown down? They said, the bridge just came down. We're telling you. We got engine trouble, all this stuff here. And now we find out more and more and more about that. But when after he put that out, he put the traffic out where the state police sounded like idiots, and the local cops is who I believe did the stuff, and the MTA police, they did the stuff to stop the traffic off the bridge, although they didn't get all of it, because apparently there's a red pickup truck and different things. And then it turns out today, allegedly today, that the construction workers were illegal immigrants working construction on the roadway, as many of them are. I see them all the time on the streets, the street repair deals and all the things. And in the ripping crews and the whole nine yards. And then who knows who they are, what they were, or where they came from, and the whole nine-yard deal, okay? But World War III D-Day approaches. I think that might be the Canadian Prepper or somebody, or the New York Prepper. Let's see. I forget who did the article. It's at stevequayle.com. Steve posted this story. And let's see, the Canadian Prepper. And he is at stevequayle.com. Steve posted his storyline on the YouTube. Update: World War III D-Day approaches. Russia preps for nuclear war with NATO. Cyber EMP and space with all kind of stuff ready to rock and roll. Okay. Now, I've been told, the Lord has told me, and I have understand that we will have some sort of an EMP strike, a power grid knockout strike of the entire power grid of the United States. The quickest way would be to pop two EMP nukes over the center of the country and it goes kaboom. But you could also hit 9 or 10 of the top, strategically top key power substations at the same time. Like one of the ones they hit out there in California a few years back. They shut all the transformers and stuff up. And if they did that and they had all the people, and believe me, they got enough Russians, they got enough Red Chinese, they got enough Iranians, another Muslim terrorists in this country now. To do as much as you want. Shoot, the Chinese are coming in with backpacks and being vectored, as I've told you, they've been, per my information, from the backside, they're being vectored, right, to get transportation, cash, money, food, and then directed to go to certain Red Chinese-owned farms, ranches, businesses, different things. Buildings, all kind of stuff to get their marching orders and to then lay low and then get their deals getting ready to go. And what is this thing? This planetary alignment, solar eclipse on April 8th. And I don't care if it's a planetary alignment or what it is. It's you're seeing stuff in the stars and the moon and the heavens and the whole bit. But why are they talking about you got to go out and you got to get gasoline and food and water and all these things for an eclipse? Does this U.S. government, do these EIEIOs, the CIA and the no such ass holes, and excuse my French, and all of them, do they have an idea that there'll be some kind of an attack by NATO against the Russians, or they're going to sucker the Russians into attacking us, or the Red Chinese, we'll hit Taiwan, we'll hit them, and then we'll hit us, and then the United States gets taken out, and Red China goes to the bunker, while the Joker Tut and Slick Willie are raising all kind of money for him in New York. Trump went to the wake of Officer Diller of the NYPD out of Massapequa, Long Island, at the quote-unquote, that's the funeral home they always go to in a lot of places. It's also one you see them utilize in movies and stuff on police and police shows. They always go to that place because it's one where a lot of policemen get buried or have their funerals. So, ladies and gentlemen, this country is about ready to come totally unglued. Are the cops, the feds, going to use the total eclipse to practice martial law ahead of the election, or just to practice martial law and then not have an election after all, you see, Trump's guilty, isn't he, and all of that. I don't know. I think that, quite frankly, that we're getting hit on all fronts for money. It was a quick hit back. And I don't give a crap what the Fiddle with Boys internally says. Within 3 minutes, they say, doesn't look like there's any proof or evidence of a terrorist attack. But we're still investigating. If you're still investigating, you haven't, you don't know what the hell did it, and you always say it. And that's all bull crap from your end of the stick all along. Fiddle with Boys internally. The Russians are talking about flattening Kharkiv and Kiev and bringing it quick into the end of the conflict that has been permitted near for too long. I tell you what, you'd better understand that there's power in the blood of Jesus, because we're going to see wars, rumors of wars. We're going to see famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are just the beginning of sorrows. They're just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. Just the beginning of sorrows. For when this thing gets rocking and rolling, you'll not believe what we're going to see. Not believe what we're going to see. And we will see it. I tell you what, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And if you do not have a firearm, I suggest you acquire one. If you cannot afford to buy one, and you can go to a good gun store, and if you have to, buy a used firearm. All right, if you need to. But you could also check in with Uncle Joe or Grandpa Bill or whoever. Or neighbor Scotty or whoever you got, and see if they got an extra firearm that you could utilize, and tell them that you will also help protect the block. Even if all you get is a 22 long rifle, rifle or pistol, or you get a 12 gauge pump shotgun, boy, oh boy, that is good stuff. Good stuff. And then you need to go out and get some ammunition. You need to get as much as you can get, and you're not going to have too long to get it. But I will tell you this. If you don't have a firearm and a few thousand rounds, you ain't going to be able to make it. If you do not have Lord Jesus as a Savior, you ain't going to make it either. Repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And that is what you need to do. That's what you need to do. And oh, I am so glad that Brother Quayle brought me back to the Lord years and years and years ago, and then put me on the air after I listened to him for years. And now Brother Quayle, God bless him and all he has done over these 35, 36 years he's been on the air. And all the people he's helped, and all the veterans and different people he's helped, and all of the different things he's done and broadcast the word of the Lord, as well as his information about what's really going on and about the giants and the Gen 6 giants and all of the ancient history of the different aliens and fallen angels and all of the stuff. The true history of this planet, all the stuff and the millions of people he reached on Art Bell and the other guy in between and George Noory after that, and all the things and all the stuff he's done, stevequayle.com and all of that. The private briefings, the Steve Quayle 2.0 briefs, being on Hagman, being on this show. And then he was doing 5 nights a week. Then he dropped to 2 and gave old Hawk one of them. 19 and a half or more years ago now. We're running on up. Won't be too long. It'll be 20 years exactly in June. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you're going to have to be able to feed yourself, clothe yourself, keep yourself warm, and defend your home and defend your family and your wife or your husband, your neighbor, the kids, whoever you got. Because this stuff is going to come down the street at you. And regardless of whether it is the Red Chinese or the Russians or the federal government or street gangs or people just running wild in the street trying to get any kind of thing to eat or water to drink or what have you, whatever you have, you're going to have to go toe-to-toe with them and fight them. And I want you to think about your perimeter of your home and your outside and your bushes and your different things that you can hide behind for cover and for also for to protect yourself. And figure out where you might have your yardages. Take a little walk if you can up the street. And I'm having trouble walking even with the walker. But I can gauge a distance from the old days from running. I know about what 50 yards or 100 yards is, or I know about the same thing from football and that kind of stuff and look down and see how many yards are down the road. Or from playing golf, you kind of know whether it's a 100-yard hole or 100-yard shot or 150-yard or 200-yard. But, I mean, you got an idea. And if you still have time and if you don't have your children enrolled in a taekwondo or in a hapkido or muay thai or karate or whatever, or boxing or wrestling, then whatever you know about wrestling or boxing or karate, whatever you know about jiu-jitsu or judo or how to do a hip toss or whatever, you work with your kids and show them what you know and how to block a punch and throw a punch back. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have this stuff at the ready on the pretty doggone quick. At the pretty doggone quick, because what are they going to do on this 8th? This is all these articles and this Oklahoma is bringing up the National Guard in case there's a bioweapon attack or a biohazard deal. They're talking about you got to get food, water, all this stuff. You know, New York State Police coming up with the whole thing about it. All these different articles and different people about it. Or is it going to be the attack that we're going to launch on Russia? Or is that when we feel Russia will come against us, we're going to do something to them? Poland, folks, compulsory military service starting tomorrow. On Good Friday. Yes. Just look at SteveQuayle.com and go down every article. You can't believe. Can't believe where we're at. Washington crossed a fatal red line with the Crocus attack in Russia. Television talk is suddenly very vital with talk of flattening Kharkiv and Kiev and bringing a quick end to the conflict that has been permitted to endure for too long. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres demands slavery reparations for all black people in America. He's a Hispanic globalist, white globalist, in a sense, for the UN. And in 2023, look at this, the Obamas produced a movie called Leave the World Behind, where a cyber attack, are you listening out there? Listen to Old Hawk, SteveQuayle.com, scroll down his stories. In 2023, the Obamas produced a movie called Leave the World Behind, where a cyber attack causes a massive container ship to lose power and to crash. Months later, a massive container ship loses power and crashes into the bridge in Baltimore. What do you think about that? And the Joker Tut goes to Great Britain before it happens and then takes a military, U.S. military aircraft, allegedly. And flies to Moscow and it goes to the U.S. Embassy prior to allegedly the attack at the Crocus City or whatever, Crocus Hall, at the concert going venue. After the United States CIA warned the American people and the State Department warned them on March 7th not to go to any concerts. Pretty doggone straightforward, isn't it? And then the former station chief of the CIA, Hoffman, what's his name, Hoffman? Right. Was on Cavuto for that on March 7th. And then he talked about also how the day of the attack, that they had warned him, and then they know, the Russian people know, Hoffman said, that, he tells Cavuto, that it's the failure, the intelligence failure of the Russian intelligence services not to stop this. After all, we warned them during the Trump era, and they stopped some things, but they, Russians know it's a failure. And then he says, and not only that, the Russian people know that they have 7% inflation while Biden only has 3.5% inflation. Well, last time I looked, you know, all the food is up 30, 40, 50, 60%, 70% in some cases. So in 2023, the Obamas produced a movie called Leave the World Behind, where a cyber attack caused a massive container ship to lose power and crash. Months later, a massive container ship loses power and crashes in a bridge in Baltimore. And if you've ever seen the show The Wire from on, what is it, HBO or Cinemax or Showtime, whatever it was, The Wire, then you know all about the whole series, the whole year where they dealt with the unions and the at Patasco and the different unions at the port, and you learn all about it, and you learn all about that bridge and all the different stuff. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to be wild weasel before you know it. And I fully expect, ladies and gentlemen, that we will see an EMP knock the power grid out in this country. NTSB, apparently, last evening revealed that CCTV footage was found aboard the MV Dali cargo ship. Critical sensors were apparently allegedly cut off, then turned back on, and then the voice recorder was disrupted by background noise, an attack that now seems that 10 other ships stuck in the port of Baltimore, and about which was the most critically revealed. Two of the most capable military cargo ships in the U.S. inventory are among the vessels now stuck in Baltimore following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key National Anthem Key Bridge. The two members of the Algo class, which are also some of the fastest cargo vessels of their general size anywhere in the world, and two other reserve sea lift ships were in port in Baltimore when the incident occurred. The Dali had an electric bow thruster, which could have steered the ship. And now you know why the cyber attacks tripped the electric power. The engines kept running and the speed actually increased somewhat. So the attacker set the rudder, then tripped the AC power. This report continues. So in Barack Hussein Obama's movie, this is from, I guess, Sorcha Fall, by the way. Thank you for Crazy Horse sending it to me. God bless you, brother. And Obama, they did the movie Leave the World Behind, where it depicted the United States undergoing a massive cyber attack to include a cargo ship taken over by cyber attackers that steered it onto a beach. Well, onto a beach or into the breach and hit the old Francis Scott Key Bridge, which did not have much structural redundancy and probably should not even be allowed to have that size ocean-going vessel going underneath it. And with tugboats, allegedly tugboats that used to be able to escort somebody completely past all of the bridges and stuff, but apparently some of those funds for the tugboats were cut by the Red China Joe in the budgets, don't you know? And meanwhile, old Hunter collects millions upon millions for the United States of Red China, President Red China Joe and his family. And Comer waited too long. They should have brought all this out a year or two ago when they got it and publicized it then instead of waiting till the election year. They should have hamstrung him from the get-go. Now, the communists, the demo communists, have the ball. And they take people off the doggone signal intelligence people who were publicizing stuff off the air, who have now come back up somewhat. But all the stuff they had, which was the actual radio traffic from the boat to the state cops and the different people, that got all zippity-doo-dyed, all right? Plus other information. And I tell you what, there's an E6 is up over the West Coast ready to roll and call the ball there, and there was an E6 that down in the Gulf of Mexico area that went across a little portion of the Gulf and is hanging out down in there. Those are two places where the Russian submarines love to hang out. They also like to hang out on the East Coast too. But they stay out just past the 12-mile limit, you see. Then you got Red Chinese subs and stuff out there on the West Coast as well. But you remember on air, I can recall it because I remember reading the story the day it had happened. This maybe, I don't know, maybe back about 10 years ago, all right? 8, 9, or 10 years ago in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Texas. A Russian submarine surfaced that had been down there for 6 months, and apparently the boys in Corpus Christi and the Houston Ship Channel didn't even know it. Didn't even know it. And they surfaced and said, oh, no, it's a Russian submarine in the Gulf Coast, the Gulf of Mexico. Launched right up the gut. Pop Texas, pop Oklahoma, all the different oil states on up into Kansas. Pop the Mississippi River. Hit the bases in the Carolinas and the bases in Texas and all up and down the line. New Mexico. So, the cyber attacker tripped the electric power and, oh, there's no evidence of any terrorism. Of course not. Because who are the terrorists? And then who are the guys up topside? I've also heard some things. There may have been some small structural charges, allegedly small structural charges, I've heard, were possibly placed in some key structure points. Well, of course they would want 6 out of the 8 to fall 185 foot into the Davy Jones' locker. And what about the guy that survived? I don't understand who he is, how he fell 185 feet and walks off. Well, where was he? I don't know where he was. Was he down lower? And then did he swing like a sweet chariot to a another pylon, or was he at another section of the bridge somewhere? Was he the guy? Did he have a little electronic warfare button deal or something? I have no idea. But I'm telling you, this rings true with this source of fall, FAAL, is telling you here. The Dolly allegedly had an electric bow thruster, which could have steered the ship. Now you know why the cyber attacker tripped the electric power. The engines kept running, and the speed actually increased somewhat. So the attacker set the rudder and then tripped the AC power. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Right out of the movie, apparently. Allegedly out of the movie, Leave the World Behind, allegedly produced by former President Barack Hussein Obama, the Joker Tut, wherein it is depicted the United States undergoing a massive cyber attack to include a cargo ship taken over by cyber techers and steered onto a beach. And, of course, you remember the movie, if you're old, On the Beach, which was down in Australia. It was on the beach, and they remade that movie. And it was what would happen during a nuclear war in the world, a world war with nuclear weapons, and then how some people on the beach survived it. Ah, yes. Brother Daryl, God bless you. God bless you, Mr. D.E. Daryl says he's praying that God takes away all the cancer from you. And Lord Jesus, will you go to Daryl right now? Will you take and help him with his body that has had damage from a stroke? And Lord Jesus, will you then help him and remove any pain, remove any kind of damage, and restore him back to health? They're messing with you. So God bless you, brother, for sending that in. And may Lord Jesus go out to Ronnie. May Lord Jesus go to Lindsay. May Lord Jesus go to Jack. Jack, the young Jack, has gotten out of the hospital, but he still is in kind of bad way, but he's out of the hospital now, and may the Lord Jesus protect him against all evil and may restore him back to health and heal his lungs up. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, and to Bruce, to the old Marshal. Yeah, the old Marshal at the stagecoach stop. May God bless you. May he keep you and may he protect you against all evil. May he restore you back to health. And I'll tell you what. Okay, this is what we got. Moscow terrorists received funding via cryptocurrency from Ukraine. Isn't that interesting? Moscow theater terrorists who killed 139 people and injured almost 200 others received their financial backing from Ukraine, according to the ongoing investigation. These funds and the funding mechanism could mean the U.S. was involved. Russia says they have arrested a suspect involved in financing the horrific attack that took place in Moscow last week. The Russian Investigative Committee announced this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, apparently, and I believe this is up on HalTurner.com. Hal Turner. Hal, get some good info. And the Russian Investigative Committee announced this afternoon that the suspects in last week's attack were linked to Ukrainian nationalists and received significant sums of money from Ukraine. And the investigators have obtained substantiated evidence that the perpetrators of the attack received funding in Ukraine in the form of cryptocurrency, which was then used to prepare the attack, developing check back. Wasn't it interesting that the crypto kid got sentenced to, what, 25 years in jail today? The crypto kid, the one that was in FX that gave hundreds of millions of dollars to the politicians and various people. Interesting, isn't it? Crypto, yes. I don't know, man. Let's see what we got going here. Islamic State spokesperson urges the group's supporters to target crusaders everywhere, especially in the U.S., Europe, and Israel. To target crusaders. And that probably is you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can always reach the Hawk at Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. That's an email for me. Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. And I'll tell you what, if you like to keep old Hawk on the air and keep old Hawk swinging at the Lucy's shins and hitting him upside the head with the ball bat whenever I can, and taking my blows and all the different stuff as best I can on behalf of the Lord Jesus. Anything sent in a letter or a card, it can be Federal Reserve notes or a bit of silver or gold. That's the easiest. Or it could be a check or a money order. Send it to Hawk, HAWK 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Easiest way, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, or Federal Reserve notes, whatever it might be, a check or money order. Make it out to Hawk, HAWK 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And all, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle, if you would like to get gold or silver, and believe you me, everybody ought to be getting some of that, because I'll tell you, with the dollar dropping in value and all the different stuff, you're going to need some. You go to stevequayle.com or you call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them old Hawk sent you. If you get Daryl as a manager of the, or if you get Tyler, or if you get Steve himself, or whoever, tell them the Hawk sent you and to get you fixed up. And you can get gold or silver, platinum, palladium, they'll fix you right up, and Steve is able to send it out to you quickly. Have him overnight you something, because he can do it and usually get it to you overnight. We had a strike, apparently, from Syria reports that a strike targeted the Iranian Revolutionary Guard building, where leaders from the IRGC, Hezbollah, and the Syrian army and the Iran-backed Popular Mobilization Forces held a meeting just 2 hours before the strike. So I'm going to tell you what, the world war is on, ladies and gentlemen, the world war is on. So that's another place that it's happening right there. I'm just looking at different things to get other information. And I'll tell you what, possible sea confrontation with NATO. Russian warships have officially entered the Red Sea. So we might have something going on there. So that would make sense, would it not? And if the warships are there, then they got some of them old missiles. You know what I'm saying? They got some of those missiles. So I think that you'd better do all you can do. I think you better do all you can do to get as much food, to store water and to store it properly with water purification tablets, and also you can filter the water with Berkey's British Birk belt. And if you can't get the black Berkey filter, which was a good filter, you can get their older filter, the one that is still available from Birk, British Birkfeld, called the Selsyn filter, which is a ceramic that's got silver and stuff impregnated into it and carbon. And that was the state-of-the-art filter before they had the black Berkey filter. So you can get a Berkey Light or a British Birkfeld, or you can get an Imperial or whatever the different size you want. But I'm telling you, you better get one if you can. You can also get portable ones, you see. You can get the small travel Berkey. But I would think that the Berkey Light would be a good one to get. But you can also get like Katadyn, Combi filtration systems. You can get other small filtration systems. And you got to have it in your backpack, but you also need to have the tablets, the Halzone or the MicroPure tablets or the iodine tablets and pills and different stuff. You got to have it. And you got to have multiple canteens. I usually have a web. I've got several web deals because I got it to where I can wear one and other people wear one. I got about three web gear systems set up. Each one has, the pistol belt and the harness on the back. I use a smaller to medium Alice pack hybrid one. I use the small backpack usually in a lot of cases that are like the Alice pack, but you can use a medium Alice. But I like the small one because you don't need the frame. Okay, or you can use a large Alice pack too, or whatever kind of pack you want. But you'd better put some stuff in it. Socks, underwear, lots of, a sweatshirt, a sweater, poncho, good old Ranger handbook, good old Marine Corps handbook or SEAL handbook or whatever you got. Knives, and then I also like to have on that backpack at least two, three mag carrying pouches on the deal, which that will be 3 times 30 is 90. 180 rounds up there, and then on a GI pistol belt, I like to have and then also in the backpack, a 2-quart canteen, and then a 1-quart. In the GI pistol belt, you got to have your quick draw McGraw pistol down in the leg holster, connected up. Yeah, I've got this, and I've got it to where I can put it on and go ready to go. I might have to use a dadgum cane or a telescoping stick or rod or something to walk, fishtail walk or walk with the walker, and I'll just use it to lay my firearm on. And use the firearm that's easiest to use. And I'll tell you what, you can't beat a 7.62x39. AK type variant or Mac 90 or whatever you got, semi-automatic. Of course, we don't want any automatic weapons, you see. But you got 30 round mags, a 7.62, 39, and you just lay that down and you rack it back. And I'm going to tell you, you can be the dumbest peasant and get all the sand and dirt in a dadgum thing. You just turn it upside down, dump it out, dump the sand out, and she will fire and rock and roll. And you put it down range, but use whatever you're comfortable with. But you're going to need firearms and ammunition. You're going to need the food. You're going to need the water purification. You're going to need the ability to travel. And that has to mean good boots. And even in the summertime, you know, I like to say, you know, you can wear an insulated boot in the summertime if you have to. But I want them for the wintertime because you never know. If you go to a nuclear winter, it's going to get colder than, you know what? There'll be limited light. You know what I'm saying? There'll still be some light. But, you know, batteries, all kind of, I mean, just the amount of stuff to prepare for is just incredible. Get you a good list. Get you a good list of the things that you need for preparations. You need for preparations, the prep lists. And I remember different people have good lists. And then our one brother that passed away down in Tennessee, may the Lord have received him well from cancer. He had lists and different things. You can also go to nitropack.com and all kind of stuff. And the just look for preparedness lists or prepper lists of things to get. You got Holly Dale. Go to standale.com and you go up there and you look for Holly's site. She has her old lists up there. I was reading to you from them. Food items, general equipment, first aid and different items that way. General equipment items. Now, you're also talking about the possibility of some bugs breaking out. We got flesh-eating bacteria. In Japan, 30% death rate. You got different stuff going on here. In the United States, you got Legionella, Legionnaires' disease, in water supplies and different things. You've got allegedly hackers, red Chinese and maybe Russian hackers, going into our power grids, going into our water supply systems. That's why you need water filtration systems. I'm not talking about the pitcher you get at the grocery store, although that would be better than nothing. But I'm telling you, you better get, you know, Pure, Katiedine or Alexa Pure or British Birkfeld, Berkey Light with the Celsin thing. I remember Aquarain was a good thing, and it had a ceramic enclosed silver and carbon filtration system that was pretty darn good. I remember different ones, and you should have more than one. Ah, man. Whatever time we got, it's getting shorter. Shorter. Like somebody told me this morning, God bless you up there in the old Alleghenies, the Allegheny gang. The season is now. That hawk, I guess, says from periodic from time to time. We don't know the exact time, but we can know the season. And brother, you sure are right. Now we're starting to hear also News Nation Now. Toxic toads kill pets in minutes are breeding in Florida. Newsnation.com. I'm not going to click on it because I'm afraid I get trapped over in that site. Thank you there, Mr. RG. God bless you for all you've done over the years. God bless you. With all the passage of volcanic ash, nuclear dust in the air and on the water, you're going to really need a distiller besides the water filtration systems. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, brother, you got to have a distiller. But I'll tell you what, having all the equipment is hard to do. But the filtration systems are going to be as good as you can get. And they also, the old Berkey Silsen filtration systems used to take out some of the radiation. That was the system that has been used for years by a lot of people who were overseas doing missionary work. But whatever you can get, distiller systems, any kind of a thing, you've got to have it set up. But if you're on the road, you're not doing the big distilling stuff. You know, if you're in your house, yes, I agree with you, 100%. 100%. Oh, boy, oh, boy. But there's going to be a lot of it. There's going to be a lot of it. And I'll tell you, if you're going to be in your home, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be, but you better be prepared to defend it. Better be prepared to defend it, that's for sure. And, you know, let's pray again here. For my old buddy Jarhead, for Ronnie, for Bruce, for Lindsay, the single mom who has the cancer in the breast and stuff. We've got a kid down in Florida. For all of you different people out there who might have cancer or the heart disease or some illness or disease that is threatening your life or your health, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I tell you what, whether he can restore you back to health or it's his choice to do so, our Father in heaven will choose to do so or take you on to heaven. But if you believe in him, then you'll have everlasting life with Jesus in heaven. It's the best deal in town. You need to avail yourself of it. Nearly 300 couples to marry in mass wedding ceremony during total eclipse in Arkansas. That's interesting. Truly bizarre. Russellville. Let's see. James says water filter. Grail, G-R-A-Y-L, makes a great purifier, and that purifier will help you purify. Look it up and research it and do your own homework on all these things. A unique mass wedding ceremony will happen in Arkansas on April 8th, just minutes before the total eclipse. Ha, I can't believe it. We're nearly 300 couples. The last time I saw that was in like a Mooney deal, but I don't know. That doesn't mean this is that. Amidst the celestial spectacle of a total solar eclipse, a captivating love story will unfold for Carlotta Cox and Matthew Holloway of Knoxville as they exchange vows just before the skies go dark. Ladies and gentlemen, seems like the end of the world almost, doesn't it? Or will that be the time for the attack? Will that be a time for an attack that either will be against the Russians, which will then cause Russia to launch on the United States, Great Britain, France, the NATO countries? Or will it be the fact that they just launch on us, to heck with it, and China does too, or knocks our power grid out? Because all they got to do is knock the power grid out. Within 12 months, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. That's by congressional testimony. Okay? I can remember Slick Willie saying years ago, well, we'll just have to knock the power grid out and turn the power grid down. That was the Y2K era. Baltimore leader says conservatives should be afraid for calling him the DEI mayor. Oh, yes. Ah, yeah. Right out of the wire, isn't it? I'll tell you what. I watched that show for years. It was an excellent television show on whatever it was, Cinemax, Showtime, or HBO. I forget what it was. I used to do that rather than go to the... The right place, politics over bridge collapse. Yep, well, okay. Baltimore leader Brandon Scott appeared on Joy Reid's MSNBC. That's the nuclear, biological, and chemical, Ms. Nuclear, Biological, Chemical, I guess, right? To assert that white conservatives should be afraid of the consequence of calling him the DEI.
Fight, ladies and gentlemen, stand for the Lord Jesus, stand for your family, stand for your Bill of Rights, stand for your farm, your rancho, your business, your car, the food and water purification you got in the basement. I'm going to tell you what. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology from space and strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. You know who they are. Bandingerings, I know you know what's up. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. He'll send you on the way. Mickey LaPool, you're the best by test in the hand-to-hand or on the 338. God bless you, brother. And the road and track and little L, you got a good mommy and daddy, let me tell you. And your daddy is tough as they come. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Stay up with your studies, your Muay Thai, and your ninja ways, but also have your daddy show you and do some target practice with you. Do target practice. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, go out and prepare. That's what I'm going to tell you to do. Food, water purification, get the preparedness list, and get it going.